Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of April the 18th, 2026, the first of Iyar 5786. The following is a revised and expanded version of a message I originally posted the week of April the 22nd, 2023, the first of Iyar 5783. It's entitled, When Nonsense Will Be No More, and I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. This week's Haftorah, reading portion from the Hebrew prophets, is special because the new Jewish month begins this week on Shabbat. It's the second of two references in Isaiah to the new heavens and the new earth that God will create. The first one occurs in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. The renewal of the entirety of creation is central to the overall story of the Bible. From the beginning, God determined he would not allow the cursed state of affairs resulting from our first parents' disobedience to be permanent. From the first hint of restoration in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, which foretells the eventual destruction of the serpent and all that represented, to God's promise to Abraham in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, anticipating worldwide blessing, to various other prophecies to Israel and their implications for the nations, Israel's summation in terms of universal renewal should be of no surprise. Contrary to popular misconception, the expectation of the new heavens and new earth was never to be understood as God's intent to destroy the material realm. Far from it. God was and is committed to his creation project. What is to be destroyed will be all the evil forces that have worked to undermine the essential goodness of God's plans and purposes. A day is coming when the universe will be fully and forever set right. To deny God's intentions for the material realm distracts from an accurate biblical understanding of the world we live in. Biblically-minded people may be surprised, if not offended, to be told that our tendency to degrade the creation by denying the God-given goodness of the material realm has contributed to the growing tendency of much of today's culture in its embrace of nonsense. We live in a world of design, God's design. Despite its cursed state, the creation is based on divinely intended principles. Denying these principles denies reality, nonsense in other words. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Problem of Pain, eloquently explains that the only thing that God can't do is nonsense. He writes, and I quote, His, that is God's, omnipotence means power to do all that is intrinsically possible, not to do the intrinsically impossible. You may attribute miracles to him, but not nonsense. There's no limit to his power. If you choose to say God can give a creature free will and at the same time withhold free will from it, you've not succeeded in saying anything about God. Meaningless combinations of words do not suddenly acquire meaning simply because we prefix to them the two other words, God can. It remains true that all things are possible with God. The intrinsic impossibilities are not things, but non-entities. It's no more possible for God than for the weakest of his creatures to carry out both of two mutually exclusive alternatives, not because his power meets an obstacle, but because nonsense remains nonsense even when we talk it about God. End of quote. The universe we live in has both material and non-material aspects, but nonsense doesn't exist, nor can it. Yet that doesn't stop human beings from pretending that it does. I attribute this phenomenon to the wonderful God-given gift of imagination. Imagination is a key dynamic involved in creativity. It's imagination that enables us to problem solve, to explore possibilities, and to expound the complexities of life and the universe in extraordinary ways. What imagination on its own cannot do is determine what is good and right. When imagination is allowed to run amok, untethered from the realities of our universe, untold destruction is the result. Asserting anything is possible, or You can be anything you want to be is helpful when facing legitimate injustice or badly perceived obstacles. All sorts of beneficial innovations have been discovered and effectively implemented due to such optimistic attitudes. Accepting our inability to fly was reasonable until someone allowed their imagination to develop flying machines. But to imagine we can fly without such a device is outside the realm of God-established reality. To believe we could would be nonsense. Attempts to do so would result in destruction. Nonsense has beset the human family from the time Adam and Eve accepted the serpent's claim that God was lying to them. Whether we ascribe power to idols, or believe being rich will make us happy, or that being popular will give us self-esteem, or pretending we were born in the wrong body, nonsense has always set us in a destructive direction. The establishment of the new heavens and the new earth will mark the time when nonsense will be shown for what it really is. No longer will reality be ignored as God unveils the full essence of his design forever. Until then, we have the opportunity and responsibility to reflect the creation's destiny by navigating our broken world through the truth of God's word under the forgiveness of the Messiah and the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Imagine that. For more messages like this, visit the Torah Bytes website at www.torahbytes.org. Email your comments and questions to comments@torahbytes.org. And you can follow us on X @TorahBytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman with Torah Bytes. Lehitra'ot.